Any product, no matter where it was created, can cause pollution. Each nation must assume some responsibility for harmful emissions, whether the end product is produced there or elsewhere. By mid-2014, even officials of the federal government acknowledged the danger posed by air pollution. In June of that year, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy announced new rules intended to reduce air pollution by requiring existing coal-fired power plants to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by 2030. She said, "Carbon pollution from power plants comes packaged with dangerous pollutants like particulate matter, nitrogen oxide, and sulfur dioxide, and they put our children and our families at even more risk." She added, "If your kid doesn't use an inhaler, you should consider yourself a very lucky parent, because 1 in 10 kids in the U.S. suffers from asthma." McCarthy said the new EPA rules on primarily coal-fired power plants would be an investment in better health and in a better future for our kids, and would actually lower electric bills. However, critics claimed reducing carbon dioxide pollution in the U.S. would not impact climate-changing pollution from Asia and other developing nations. Despite legislation such as the Clean Air Act, which has helped reduce air pollution, fossil fuel power plants, boilers, and cement plants still belch pollutants into the sky. The total public cost of pollution in the U.S. was estimated as recently as 2007 at more than $200 billion yearly. Environmental organizations, such as the Natural Resources Defense Council, argue that until stronger standards to reduce toxic emissions from coal and fossil fuel-burning industries are implemented, harmful toxic chemicals will continue to be released into the air of our communities, threatening public health.